definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, good Monday morning, everybody, and welcome into the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score. What?
You said Monday.
Hey, good Monday.
No, let's go Wednesday. Let's do Wednesday.
Dude, it feels like a Monday.
I know it does. Thought the same thing driving here. I was like, it's only Wednesday.
Hey, good Wednesday, everybody, and welcome into the End of the Bench on 100.7. There we go. You better? Better off now?
No, I'm good.
Man, that was a good way to start the show. Really prepared. First United Bank Studios, where we're at. Visual Edge IT Hotline is 806-771-0973. Coming up at 10:45, we'll give you the word of the day so you can get registered to win big bucks. No whammies. Tech Baseball heading out around noon to go down to Abilene and take on the Wildcats. And always interesting to look through a window, a fence, and then the backstop to call a baseball game. And by the way, it's about 3 feet wide in there, so...
I don't think I've seen your setup at ACU before.
I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, definitely. I want to see this. If it's anything like one of the softball facilities down there, it's on field level. Would you like that setup? Like right behind the backstop?
If I had some cover.
No, yeah, it was all glass, tinted glass windows. You couldn't even see in there, but it's just a weird. I couldn't imagine. I mean, you're like, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking around, and there's ball bouncing off the backstop type
yeah.
stuff.
Like you're ready to right make there, a play.
Yeah. Which I would not do, but yeah. Yeah, send me a picture. I really enjoy seeing the different locales. You guys, well, you probably get in trouble eventually. That would show up on social media the next time around. Hey, I got 3 out of 10 for this brick wall right in front of my face when I can't see third base type thing.
Yeah. That was the beam of destiny, I guess, that Jamie had to try and look through, which is really hard. That was at UCF.
That was the last road trip, right?
Yeah.
That's a tough 3-road trip stretch for you guys. Beam in the way.
Yes.
Looking through 20 things, sitting outdoors for 3 straight.
Yes.
But you get to go to like the Taj Mahal type setup, I'm guessing.
Yes. Once we break out of the Metroplex... and head towards the west side of the Ozarks there. We get into the chicken money and the Walmart money that's been thrown around for John Calipari and for all of the facilities. I've always claimed that you could host. You're really close to being able to host an Olympics in Fayetteville with their focus on track and field. Their mm-hmm. outdoor track and field has been incredible over the years. Their indoor track and field, swimming. I think they're good on swimming. What you got?
It's official.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
They got the
Cal those hogs.
I cannot wait for the introductory press conference. Will he call the hogs for $5 million, John? Will you call the hogs?
No, he's gonna play the game. He's going to play the game. There's that chicken money.
Yeah, but nice setup there in Arkansas and be an RPI boost no matter what happens, but you're going up there to hopefully get some W's. Masters cranking up. You've got the part 3 today. I saw how they put the card together for all the timings and the groups on the part 3, and they'll be skipping it over the water, and hopefully Tony Finau will keep his ankle connected as he jumped up that one time after an ace and laid his ankle on the ground in celebration. hopefully that's a cautionary tale for everybody that might hit a hole in one today. And there should be a couple holes in one today at the par three. The real tournament begins on Thursday, and we got times for everybody yesterday there when it comes to the Masters. That's one thing, though, with all this travel and no 15, 12, 5, I may be able to really watch the Masters.
That's true.
Some.
Good. Yeah, this is appointment television if you can get it.
This is also point of ultimate jealousy where my guy Grant Boone down in Abilene sits there on hole like 14 all day long and calls every golfer that comes through because they have the matrix of, you know, you click on the feature group, feature group two, amen corner, hole 18. I mean, this is great. You think about the options that you and me and our dads had sitting there on a Sunday afternoon. No. Hey, get the antenna pointed towards the south so it can bring in the Wichita Falls Station, or you're up in Tennessee, I guess.
And hope somebody you like is actually somewhere high on the leaderboard, you know, because you're not going to get to see your – that's one of the saving graces for what I do now, especially like Aberg whenever he was – just playing random tournaments and nobody really knew who he was other than the PJ making that push.
Couldn't find him.
Yeah, you would basically like, oh, there's the 13, 14, or 12, 13, 14, or whatever that's on the stream. I'll just roll on that the entire day, and then I'll just find him, and hopefully they show him putt a couple times.
Yeah.
But still, it's better than nothing.
That's TV fishing.
Yep, I do a lot of that.
Yeah.
I do a lot of that. You got to find some stuff to put in the show. That's what you do, and hope these days you can lazy it up a little bit. Take it off Twitter.
The most mad that Bill Tegan's ever got at me was over a mistake I made cutting tape between VJ and Tiger Woods, and I think that maybe the most I've ever been worn out in the business. Period. And I was like 19 years old, 20 years old, maybe. Yeah, he got me. Yeah.
I learned tricks in Oklahoma City on how to shorten. Golf highlights up significantly because usually they'll ISO on the guy watching it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You get the swing, you get the zoom into him, and then you cut to the ball maybe like 3 seconds further because, you know, follow it in the air, you know. But just a little right before it hits the green type thing and
so,
match the audio. So cut out the middleman there and save yourself 3 or 4 seconds in the highlights. So
strike. Green, roll,
cut to the next thing.
Yeah.
So you can get a couple more highlights in there. I know that's maybe way too inside baseball.
Inside baseball here on the end of the bench. Up next, the Home Run Derby with Harmon Killebrew. Smiling from ear to ear is one Lucas White because he's going to get to watch his guy.
Yep.
Jackson Holliday. 15-year-old Jackson Holliday has been called up. Speaking of jealousy. And he will be playing for the Orioles. And there's already prop bets. One guy said Jackson Holliday is going to hit a home run. And Scotty Scheffler is going to win the Masters. So we have golf baseball parlays going. And again, that's one thing I'm glad I never got into because that would have spelled disaster for me.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Anybody else walled off at the nose? Man.
Yes.
This sucks.
I think I sneezed like 5 times on the way here. I'm completely congested.
It's not good.
Yeah, all that moisture. That's one of the reasons I could not survive in Houston.
Planet Houston would not be good for you. I have a quiz that's not a quiz from Amazing Maps. The highest grossing singer, musical artist, band from each U.S. state.
wherever Taylor Swift's from.
Pennsylvania.
Oklahoma would be Garth Brooks.
Ding.
Ooh. Texas would be George Strait.
Ding.
Kansas would be Clint Scott. Oh, man. Just currying favor whenever he becomes famous.
Mm-hmm. How about Mississippi? I think you ought to be able to get Mississippi.
Would Alabama be Alabama?
No, that would be Lionel Richie.
Oh, that's a good one. Tennessee, Dolly Parton.
This is Tina Turner.
Yeah, that's a good one as well. Can't argue with that.
You're simply the best. Better than all of the rest.
Mississippi. I should get Mississippi.
You should get Mississippi.
Michael Jackson? No, he would be from Indiana, right?
Correct.
Yeah, there we go. Bam.
Got that. We're talking along the same lines of stardom. Tupelo, I believe.
Man, I'm going to feel dumb when I don't know this, huh?
You could also get Arkansas.
I gotta get Arkansas as well, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm tapped out. I feel pretty good with the four that I got. Lucas, you got an idea? Somebody similar to Michael Jackson for Tupelo, Mississippi.
I think it was Tupelo.
I'm just trying to think of another pop star.
I got nothing.
Would Pearl Jam be Washington? Where's Jimi Hendrix from? Yeah. I like this list. Makes me learn a little bit more. I clearly need to learn about 40
South Carolina. Minutes. Think about South Carolina.
Darius Rucker. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Ding.
Yeah. Wow, not much musical talent.
What is Virginia?
Are we playing Jeopardy over
Who's
here?
West Virginia?
No, what is Virginia? he formed it in a phrase. Of,
what is, yeah. Yeah.
Elvis. Mississippi.
Oh, gosh, yeah, duh. Good call. Yeah, that's...
Johnny Cash, Arkansas.
Arkansas. Virginia?
Dave Matthews Band.
No.
Dave. Real fans call him Dave.
Dave, yeah.
Yeah. Is either, that's what I was thinking, either that or Patsy Cline, I believe, was going to be my two options.
So who's West Virginia? Is it male or female?
Male.
Male.
Country.
It's not John Denver.
Brad Paisley.
Okay, yeah. Because John Denver's not, I don't even know where John Denver's from. I know he went to school here. I know that whole shtick. Where is Madonna from? She's got to be on there.
She is, and I never would have guessed the state.
Is it up that direction?
Way up.
Way up, then I would go, ooh, Middle America or
way
Northeast?
Up, way up.
Northeast, Maine.
Not that far.
Massachusetts.
Michigan.
Michigan. Michigan. So that's why I said Middle Earth or Middle America.
Middle Earth. This is from the chat line. Fun. Jimmy is from Seattle.
There we go. He probably didn't make enough money, but Michigan out. Wow, Shelley even knew Michigan. I like that.
Mannheim Steamroller for Nebraska.
Wow. That's a good one, yeah.
Did you know Wiz Khalifa was born in North Dakota?
Wow.
I did not know that. It's got him for North Dakota. Weedon Boys.
Give me Idaho. Former
Idaho is Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Wow.
How about Jewel for Utah? Linda Ronstadt for New Mexico. The Killers for Nevada. Andy Williams for Iowa.
Illinois.
Chicago.
That's what I figured.
Chicago. How about Aerosmith, New Hampshire?
That sounds about right.
Anyway, let's check the calendar. Good stuff.
Your daily look at what's happening in the world of sports, birthdays, and holidays. Let's check the calendar.
Nicolette Larson, Shelley. That's who is on the list for Montana.
Johnny Cash was Arkansas, by the way. Somebody asked if it was Glenn Campbell.
Yeah. Dias, Arkansas. American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Day. Encourage a Young Writer Day. Global Work from Home Day. Golfers Day. International Day of Pink. National Cinnamon Crescent Day. National Farm Animals Day. National Hug Your Dog Day. Safety Pin Day. Salvation Army Founders Day. And Siblings Day.
I wonder what it's like to take part in Siblings Day.
You'll never know.
I'll never know.
I just got one.
Better than none. Birthdays. Daisy Ridley, Rey from the old Star Wars. The last iteration.
Okay. Yeah.
32 years old for her. Yeah. I figured you probably wouldn't get that one.
Pop.
Dave Harbour, Hopper from Stranger Things.
The one you say I always look like in the Bullfighter recreation.
100%.
Is he 50?
He is 49 years old. I forgot to do this. Dang it. Whenever I cleaned out my office the last time I left, and I didn't, I had the Psycho fan letter for this individual, and I was going to bring it and read it on the air today from my college newspaper days. Steven Seagal celebrating a birthday today when I gave a bad review about one of his movies. And
he crushed you.
Oh, he was ready to take me to the local dojo and beat my butt. he challenged me to a fight.
Local dojo.
I'm going to find that letter and we'll just
ready, fight.
72.
I bet I could say
fight.
70.
I might be able to fight Steven Seagal right now. 72. Haley Joel Osment.
This is depressing, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is very depressing. 36 years old.
Yeah, I thought he'd be a little older than that.
Yeah, but when I look at him, wasn't he in an Entourage, and he's just pretty, he's a pretty thick kid now.
Yeah, he's round.
But I picture him as a little kid, so I picture Lucas being older than him, and Lucas is so much younger than him. It's not even funny. Orlando Jones.
Oh, funny
guy. I had
guy.
To look up his name, but Clifford Franklin from The Replacements.
Had a cameo in Office Space. 55.
56. One of your, I'm sure she's probably on that list of artists, Mandy Moore.
No clue.
40 years old. Babyface. You remember Babyface?
I do. 50.
65.
Whoa.
Yeah, the picture I saw of him, it wasn't quite the baby face that it used to be. Still hope I look like that at 65. Ken Griffey Sr. celebrating a birthday today. 74 years old. Remember Royce White? Didn't he play at Iowa State in the NBA still? I think he played at Iowa State, didn't he? I might be thinking of a different guy from that era. NBA guy, 33 years old. Mel Blunt, Pittsburgh Steelers, great. Last one I got. I looked for the Red Raiders earlier today. I didn't have any luck. Mel Blunt, 76 years old.
All right, those are your calendar checks and your birthday checks. We got more coming up after this. 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's hour number two of the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com, a Hax Collier and Lucas edition of this award-winning program, taking you all the way up until noon. We're going to have some fun in this second hour with highs and lows, burning questions, and the Yates Flooring Center chat line. It's on the 100.7 The Score mobile app, and it is presented by Happy State Bank. Got home, had some snow hail in the yard.
Really?
Kind of a little bit of a drift of little, you know, less than pebble, you know, BB size hail.
Grapple. Is that what it's called? Grapple? I've been hanging around Ron Roberts too long.
What?
Grapple.
Grapple.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's what that little tiny hail is. Grapple. Oop.
Yep, you're fired.
Also called soft hail or snow pellets. Grapple.
Yeah, that's what we had. Got over an inch of rain in Lubbock yesterday without too terribly much damage. What are your plans on... do you have the proper hardware on your playing system to play the new NCAA football game? Because it is around the corner.
Yes, you do. I do. Yeah, I have one of the newer, whatever the newest Xbox is.
Lucas, do you?
I do. Yes.
Who wants to get me a nice Xbox?
We've got two. One of them is not as nice, and it's in the boys' room.
That's got to happen for me.
Yeah. Nope. It's I play video games. I haven't had time to do it for a while now, so I'll get like a game in of something random on the weekend, and I'm gonna make time for that though.
I'm legitimately probably gonna put it on the wedding registry. Because it comes out a week before my wedding, so
you're never gonna get to play that.
Oh, he is. He'll find time. Went into GameStop yesterday. They're still kicking. This little strip of stores. I'd say there's probably a place for 7 stores. There were 2 left. Everything else had closed as stores. There were 3 left. The Dollar General, a check cashing place, and a GameStop.
GameStop got that boost a couple years ago. Everybody was buying up that stock.
There's a movie on it now. Did you see the movie?
I haven't, but that's the one with Seth Rogen in it, right? Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they're in the perfect
Not
spot.
This one.
Well, you're talking about the documentary.
I don't know what it is, but there's 2 of them.
Yes.
One of them does have Seth Rogen running around as the guy that's managing the hedge fund.
I never go to GameStop. Anytime any game came out, I went somewhere else. I went to Toys R Us. I did everything I could possibly do to avoid GameStop.
Anymore.
What?
Not here anymore.
Who?
Toys R Us is dead.
I'm well aware of that, but
Hastings is dead.
I know, but I would.
And you still
I would
won't go to GameStop.
No, I would What's rather go. I would rather go to Best Buy. I remember I always hated going in there taking old games and be like, oh yeah, and then the person would be like, oh, I really like this game. I would buy it from you if I could. I'm like, why don't you go ahead and buy it from me then? we can't buy stuff. We can only get stuff for the store. I could never give a game away. I wasn't one of those people like, oh, we'll give you $1 for that. And I'm like, I would rather 10 years from now go, yeah, I want to play that game again.
We actually took advantage of a warranty for the first time in my life, I think. Took in the controller and got a new one.
Yeah.
And you know what color my boy chose out of about 7 colors?
Hopefully red.
Pink.
Pink. Yes, that was...
I was going to say purple.
Yeah.
So now we'll have Mickey punting it around and thinking it's a Barbie. And no, I'm joking. She should go crazy with the pink controller. But I've got to make a move, and I don't have the money to make a move. But we'll see. I have no choice really on the matter. I probably, you know, have like 30 installments to try and get a new Xbox. But I've got to be able to play it.
Oh, I saw that there was a release date. I'll believe it when I see it, but... I'll be ready for it.
Which feature are you looking forward to the most? Like the dynasty mode or online head-to-head or just playing with your kids?
If I had to start bench cut that, I would start the dynasty mode because I enjoy the recruiting process and all of that stuff more than I do the actual game. 2, playing against my kid. 3, I couldn't care less about playing somebody online.
What if I say, hey, Hackzilla 24 wants to play you?
I'd never play. I remember playing Madden online one time, and I was like, okay, we're done. I'm that awful at the game.
Mm. You know who...
I'm just the...
out of all the people that we have in this large Raymar circle, the only one that I've ever played online with was Taylor Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
And I destroyed him in FIFA.
Yeah.
I made him look so poor.
Yeah, I never play on... I'll play like Call of Duty online. Haven't played since. And I'm not even good at Call of Duty, but I'll still play that one online, obviously, because that's basically an online game. I don't mind dying 30 times over in a game.
You're like Jim Halpert. Look at him. He's so cute. Trying to. You don't snipe in Carrington, all right? You don't snipe in Carrington. John Calipari contract details. The salary, $7 million. Just.
I'm pretty sure if you go back, go to look less. Is less. I think he was making 8.4 at Kentucky.
Okay. Just for signing the dotted line on your contract, $1 million. If you come back next year, $500,000. NCAA tournament bonuses. You make an appearance. You get your name set on Selection Sunday, $50,000. You win, first round, $100,000. Get to the Sweet 16, $250,000. Get to a Final Four, $350,000. Get to the national title game, $500,000. NCAA tournament appearance, 1 year rollover is if you get there, then the next year you can expect $50,000 more in your salary. If you make it to 3 straight NCAAs, you get a $350,000 bonus. Hey, listen to this, Matt. You get 10 tickets to each home game. I mean, that's the real sell, right? 5 tickets to every Arkansas game, 2 cars on loan, club memberships at the Blessings and Fayetteville Athletic Club. Your buyout. If Arkansas fires Cal, it's 75% of the remaining contract. His buyout, if somebody comes and gets him, $6 million. That's from a 24/7 Sports Freedom of Information request.
I'm just going to go ahead and put this in your ear now. You'll probably have to rewatch it on your phone, but 6 o'clock tonight is the welcome ceremony and introductory press conference.
To see if the Hogs are actually called, which has actually chased people out of Fayetteville before.
Yeah.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. We have our secret word of the day coming your way right now. We got another local contest, and we're going to be giving away all kinds of cash. Coming up in June 20th, I believe, we will have a giveaway of big cash at 2 Docks. So, another one of the spring keywords contest is brought to you by Double T 97.3 in the Home Zone, making your house a home. A total of $10,000 to lucky local listeners. All local. On Double T 97.3, the timing is 6:45, 8:45, and 4:45 here on The Score. It's 10:45. That's $2,500 going to be given away on the Thursday, June 20th at 2 Docks Home Zone, making your house a home. Today's word is buffaloes. Buffaloes. B-U-F-F-A-L-O-E-S. Go enter that. You can enter as many times as you want to increase your odds of getting the W. We're going to be giving away words of the day all the way up until the 12th of June. So we got a lot to give away.
That's long. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Let's hit the burning questions, Lucas.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
Outside of 9/11, what was a major historical event that you lived through that you'll never forget? And where were you when it happened?
I think the easy one would probably be the Challenger, and I was in school in Japan. Right? Was I in Japan? Obviously, maybe not. Maybe not Japan.
1986.
No.
One Challenger.
I had to be in Japan. I thought I left Japan in 85. I was in the classroom. Clearly, I don't remember which classroom at this point. My goodness. Let's see if I can think of another one. Lucas, you've got a little bit shorter of a lifespan here. What's yours as I look for a second one?
Mine would be the DC Snipers back in 2002. Just kind of being in that area. I know we had a lot of baseball games canceled, field trips canceled. People were scared to go get gas at their gas stations, like, because it was completely random. Nobody knew where or who or what was going to happen next. So that was, and that was a year right after 9/11, obviously. So a lot of things were going around in the DC area at that time.
Well, that would lead me to the duh one for me, the Murrah building bombing in Oklahoma City. My mom worked in downtown, not far from there, and the place that she worked, it kind of blew out the windows. I mean, nobody was hurt where they were, but still enough to affect that. I just remember our prom was set to be somewhere else, and it was moved to a different location because of that. So, and, I mean, our school was way far away from that, but I knew plenty of people that were affected by it.
1995.
Yep.
April 1995. If you were a big leaguer, what number would you choose to wear? You could, doesn't matter for this exercise that it's been retired or might even be taken. You can just take it.
For whatever reason, it seemed my entire, well, it didn't matter what sport it was, my entire junior high / high school career, I was number 12. So I would probably stick with that because it's not like, I was never one of those people that got the option. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got a number 12 left. You want that one? Or do you want to not be on the team type deal? So 12 is, I'm not joking. My senior year in high school, there were three jerseys that were number 12. There were two road jerseys and one home jersey. Me and David Biddle. I got the two jerseys, road and home, and he got the, whatever it was, the road jersey. So, and they were all 12. So we were both 12, and that's what I'll stick with. Never had any other option.
I would pick number 21. I wore that in high school for varsity, and then I actually got to wear that number for the 1 year that I played at Aurora University. So I would definitely carry that from high school to college to the professional ranks at number 21.
All right, this is my most used question of all time, but I haven't asked it of you. You can launch someone into space and they never come back. Who do you launch?
Bullfighter.
Woo, Bullfighter! You made a big time list today. Lucas, would you like to launch?
I don't know her name, but I was watching Shakira. Fox. No, she can stay.
No, he needs to be on the...
She needs to be on my golf instructor. It was some lady. She works in politics, but she was talking about the solar eclipse and how the moon is gas and... you can't live on the moon and stuff like that. So pretty much any stupid politician, we can just ship off to the moon and never see them again. Especially if she goes to Yale and she thinks the moon is made up of gases.
trying to think of a better one than Bullfighter, but I just can't do it right now. Prisoner of the moment.
Just see the countdown. 10, 9, 8. You ready, Bullfighter? 7, 6. From Pete Thamel. Oregon State star running back Damian Martinez has informed Oregon State coaches he gone. Can you imagine that?
Wow. It's a little
having
late.
This guy that you're going through spring practice with, that you plan on going to battle with. He was set to make more than $400,000 to play at Oregon State this year.
So obviously he got a better deal.
Somebody somewhere wants him more than $400,000 worth.
Well, good for him, I guess, but he won't be the last person to do that. That's for sure.
Excuse me.
There was something on the chat line, speaking of transfer portal, Milk Chamberlain, if you will. Apparently his coach took the job at St. Louis, so he's probably heading there with him.
Okay.
Milk Chamberlain. That's the greatest nicknames.
This is from right now. The Waco to Lexington flight is close, and apparently there are TV crews at the airport.
I'm going to text my buddy and ask him if he's at the airport right now. See if we can, I guess I could just check on Twitter.
As Keith Taylor first reported, Scott Drew did receive an offer from Kentucky last night. Was told this morning that he has the itch to coach at Kentucky, but his wife is very introverted. He also has a daughter who attends Baylor and two sons in high school. They spent the night mulling it over. There is now a private jet registered to the Crafts, which must be a family in Lexington, returning from Waco. His wife will ultimately follow what he decides to do, but he can live a semi-private life in Waco that he cannot live in Lexington. Them's the breaks. If you want to coach a top five blue blood, it's the way it goes.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of smoke, that's for sure, going on around the coaching carousel, thanks to Cal, who went to Arkansas and is set to call the Hogs tonight at 6, right?
Yep, tonight at 6, according to our affiliate there in Fayetteville.
All right.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
And here on Ask the Bench Warmers, it was not Velvet Revolver. It was Talk Show was the name of the band. And a guy named Dave Couts replaced Scott Weiland in the band.
Okay.
And I actually found it. December 20th, 1997, the Nine Lives Tour at the Marriott in Oklahoma City. But yes, Talk Show got booed while they were on stage. It was not a good run.
It's got to be a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
Throw yourself out there.
Well, I think, and that was like obviously right around the time that Scott Weiland had stepped away. I think that was their only year as a band. They released one album. Didn't work out. Certainly did not at the Marriott that day. We got chipped. I looked at the rest of the other people that went on tour with him, some of the other ones that played during the Nine Lives tour. Bryan Adams, Lenny Kravitz, the Black Crowes, probably the better chunk of the group there, but Talk Show.
Okay. I had a request for, let's see, Hacks. I think the listeners need "I Wanna Win" to secure road victories. I want a little taste of the glory. I wanna win. There you go. Is there a song on a soap show, Days of Our Lives or others? Is this a song? Oh, the jump's coming. No, it's a hit. The Days of Hax's Life with Sarah. It's First Love Sarah. Scott Weiland with Guns N' Roses Band. I totally went and downloaded that song yesterday. That was In My Heyday from Lindell Jeff. Benchwarmers, you're an MLB player. Your daughter asks you to change your walk-up song to a 90s Shania Twain song. What is your song?
That Don't Impress Me Much. Is that?
Yeah.
Is that? I don't know if that's the actual title, but I'll go with that one.
Don't Impress Me Much. Gotta find her songs. Because I don't want to do the one in my head.
That was about You Feel Like a Woman. You don't
that's
want that
exactly
one.
Exactly right. Yeah. That would not be good.
You've Got Away would be mine.
That's too slow, man.
I'm slow, Walker, to the plate.
Here's a poll. What is your favorite Shania Twain body feature? That's Michael Scott again. What do you like the most about Pam?
Yeah. Thank you, Michael Scott. I miss you, Michael Scott.
You're still the one.
There you go. That's a good one. Even though that's not necessarily fast either. But you just have to pull that part up. But yeah, I'm telling the pitcher they don't impress me much. And then I strike out and go to the bench.
The end of the bench.
Yes. I'm well aware. Trust me.
That's a good one. Oh, God. Getting ready to leave and have some time off, and this is what we got to do. Benchwarmers, what are y'all's favorite and least favorite Bedlam games?
The easy one for me, my least favorite one, is the medallion game. I don't even remember the year. You guys made a medallion when you
won. It was 1995.
Yeah, because I was
12-0.
Yeah. No.
I charged the field.
I think my least favorite was the one where you guys won not long after that. It might have been. It was in Norman.
97.
Yeah, it was 97 because it was there at home and we just sucked. And they played. I should have been a cowboy. And what was the other guy? Was it the kick return? That one really made me mad. Why are we kicking the ball to? Was it?
Oh, Tyreek Hill.
Like, what are you kicking the ball?
Remember, they didn't need to punt it again.
Yeah.
And one of your assistants ran over to Bob and almost tackled him and said, don't kick it again. And then Bob went to say, don't kick it again. And by that time, the ball was getting snapped. And then Tyreek took it to the house and went to overtime. This list could be from now till 1 p.m. on the OSU side. But the worst is 1988. Mike Gundy, the quarterback, Hartley Dykes, wide receiver, Barry Sanders at running back. In Stillwater, I'm in the kids' end zone with my brother. Mike goes left, rolls back right, throws it to the back of the end zone, hits Brent Parker right in the numbers. He drops it. OU wins. 2013, Justin Gilbert jumps up, has an interception. Still think it was intercepted. Was called not an interception. Blake Bell throws the game-winning touchdown pass. That was the five-degree game in Stillwater.
Was it 08, the Bradford helicopter one, or was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where both teams used it as a highlight.
Mm-hmm. Like that one, even though that was the last trip to a national title for the Sooners.
We're reviving Sakata's career with every new spin. Where is he now? Okay, he's 62 years old, and it doesn't say exactly where he is currently. He got married in 1997 for the second time. His music fuses funk, soul, pop, and Latin percussion. He sold over 15 million records.
17 years ago.
What a stud. I put John Cicada in my playlist for the lake this summer. You got to have a strong playlist. Otherwise, your sister-in-law will put the stereo on Yee Yee from Lindale Jeff.
I don't know what Yee Yee is either.
Yeah, it sounds like something to stay away from.
Do you see the baseball question in
there? I'm going okay. Up. As a joke, I'd switch someone else's song to I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah.
Shelly asks, what is a yee yee? Yeah, I'm with you. Benchwarmers, what if you knew exactly... All right, let me start. If you knew where you were going to win exactly three games on this baseball trip, what three would you choose?
I got my three.
Go.
Sunday in Fort Worth, Tuesday, Wednesday in Fayetteville. You'd probably forget about losing at ACU if you swept number two, Arkansas, in Fayetteville, right? If you were only going to win three of the six, I would take the last one in Fort Worth, and then I would take two in Fayetteville. I'm going to be super greedy here.
Yeah, I'm going just three. That means we're going to allow for a loss tonight.
No, you don't have to. You can take one tonight.
Regional Wildcats. I need more stuff out of that, like you from Lucas. I need more of that. I'm going Friday, Saturday, Tuesday. That way you get a Big 12 conference win.
Yeah, a sweep or a series.
Split
yeah.
with number one or number two.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Have we seen Shania lately? Unrecognizable? Sad, really? No, I have not, to be honest.
Neither have I.
Axe, do you guys get to or are allowed to ride with the team on road trips? Or do you guys furnish your own way? That's from Juan. We are Lone Rangers. We operate separately.
Who's Tonto? Who's the Lone Ranger?
Oh, I'm Lone Ranger because I'm driving. It doesn't say that we would lose the other ones. It just says that we would get a win on those ones you choose, right? There we go. That's one way to look at it. Every time I hear the meow, cat scratch fever goes through my head. Bam, bam, down, down, we are done. Down, 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 I hope you had fun. Oh. See you, buddy.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.